When the group came together last September, we really wanted to get a sense of what the community wanted us to achieve and do over the course of our lifetime of the group. So we started by asking the community what they wanted. And we were overwhelmed, I think, when we got the 149 responses to kind of give us direction as to what the community wanted us to achieve and do, being mindful of the fact that all of us on the committee are volunteers and have, you know, responsibilities in our own lives. And from that, then we put together our community action plan and have been working through that as best we can over the last year, with some success in some areas and a lot of learning in others. And we'll be moving forward with having another consultation, hopefully with the community again at our AGM that we're hoping to have in September. So it was really that idea that we as a group coming together, we needed to have a better understanding as to what the community needed to feel that they were going to be part of the community and part of this group.
And is that adapting what's already there, or is that creating, you know, spaces that would be friendly and inclusive to neurodivergent people? Or perhaps the answer, it's a mix.
It's a number of different things. It's about really understanding where there are gaps and where there are gaps in knowledge and understanding. So even simple things like activities for those that would have additional needs or those from the neurodivergent community, what is it that they want? Because we can all have assumptions as to what that might be. But really getting an understanding what area that is that in the arts, is that in the sports? So identifying activities, but more than that, understanding how people can engage in those activities, like what is needed in order for that to happen. So over the last year, we have run a number of different activities with that in mind as to what people have asked us for. We had Easter camps, and then over the course of the summer, we did a number of different activities focused on those from the community, but also looking at the parents and the carers, because it's an entire unit that you have to ensure that the support network for any individual, that they are supported as well to be able to help their child, their young adult, to thrive. So we had in the last month, we've had an activity for adults, also for parents to understand their needs and to connect with their health and well-being also. So it's about looking at supports for people, activities, how can we advocate for those changes in accessibility, in infrastructure, and understand how spaces need to be redesigned so that they are inclusive. And also really trying to push that understanding of what inclusive is, because I think we're all learning that. Everybody's learning that, and there's huge efforts being made to try and understand what inclusion actually is.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we have to commend everybody who does take action on that, but that there is still a wealth of learning to be done and a wealth of change needed for us to really have inclusive spaces.
Yeah, for sure. And you can almost spot businesses or service providers that have neurodivergent people in their family. It is often about understanding, because if they have an understanding of it, they can tailor their service or their facility or their business. Were there trends coming from this process so far? In other words, you know, are there a couple of areas that we could start working on right now that were almost common amongst all the respondees or respondents?
I think the main thing that came out from our survey really is that idea of safe spaces and truly understanding how do you make that space welcoming for somebody to engage with. And that involves a huge amount of work in regards to even just entering into a space. And when you have, for example, if you're considering a child that might have a flight risk element, how do you ensure that they can even get into that space? So, for example, parking spaces was an issue that was raised, that, you know, if you want to even get to the shops to do your job, or sorry, to do the messages that you're going to do, is there a space in which you can safely park and get from your parking, from your car to where you need to go, with somebody who may be a flight risk? So even understanding simple things like that for us, and that's not a simple task. I want to, you know, make sure that I don't put that across. It's not a simple task to navigate from a parking spot to where you're going if you have a child who's a flight risk. So that was one element. And then just places to go where you feel that you know you're safe. And that, you know, it has all of the provision of understanding what sensory processing is, which is a really complex complex thing to really get an understanding of, but understanding, you know, not just from the five senses and you know, dimming lights and lower noise levels, but there's so many other elements in it that you need to consider that can help you to engage within that space. Okay. So those two elements really came across, and support, you know, parent and carer support was a huge thing. There's immense challenges placed on people on a daily basis just to ensure that they have provision for, you know, the basics. And that they have a space where they can talk openly and honestly and share their own lived experiences and help get, and support each other.
People can contact This Is Me Community, 2025 yes. @gmail.com or info@thisismecommunity.ie. Email interest, and I presume someone will get back to them, taking into consideration you're all volunteers, Yvonne, just trying to make your space a better space for everyone. Thank you so much for joining us.